coming up.
In our initial press release, we stated that investigators have reason to believe Stolzfus was harmed following her abduction. And to be clear, this remains our belief.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
An East Lampeter Township teenager was reported missing this morning after she didn't come home from church yesterday.
Stolzfus was last seen in a tan dress, white apron, and white cape.
It was June of last year when 18-year-old Linda Stolzfus disappeared. The young woman, a member of the Amish community in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, left a church service on her own on the night of June 21st, 2020.
Stolzfus is Amish, and the church event was most likely held at someone's home on Stumptown Road, as is traditional in the Amish community. A searcher told Fox 43 that the young woman was walking home from church prior to going to her youth group when she went missing. She never showed up at the youth group.
Concerned and worried, it didn't take long for Linda's family and friends to start searching for her.
Her parents called in early this morning. There's no real explainable reason why she would be missing. We don't have any indication of criminal activity at this point in time.
They were out all day searching the ground and terrain. Other volunteers brought food and water to help them get through the search on such a hot day. Officials say there were also several canine teams out, as well as a search drone. The search effort wrapped up at sundown, but may continue tomorrow.
I'm joined by reporter Grace Grifferton from Fox 43 in Pennsylvania. Grace, you've covered this case from the very beginning, going back over 6 months ago. What can you recall about those first few days when Linda Stolzfus was reported missing?
I can remember getting called out for this story. We got called out to cover it, and I remember seeing, we just saw young Amish people combing the roads. We saw them walking up and down, like younger men, even boys, just combing fields. And this is like, you know, Lancaster County has some, some suburban parts, but this was more the farmland area and where there's creeks and fields of just, you know, a farm, like I said. And right from the get-go, it always seemed that the family and people close to the Stolzfus family knew that she would not have left on her own accord. But there were so many rumors by people who knew the family but weren't, like, really close with the family, who thought, okay, maybe she walked off, maybe she had a boyfriend, maybe maybe she's on Rumspringa, you know, like there were all these rumors, and you know, the family seemed to know that she would not have gone off on her own, but the community was devastated, and they just wanted answers, but nobody really had those answers.
According to friends and family who knew her best, Linda was happy with her life. She had no reason to leave, nor ever expressed any desire to do so.
And you mentioned Rumspringa. I'm going to have you explain what that is a little bit for people who live outside of the area and might not know about it. But it's almost understandable that there might be rumors that a young woman, 18 years old, living in this type of community might take off. I mean, it's not unheard of, right, that somebody, a teenager, could do something like this. And it's tied up in this tradition of Rumspringa, right, too?
Well, so I'm not 100% expert, but ever since this happened, I did a lot of digging and was just, you know, reading a lot of articles about Rumspringa. And basically, it's like a rite of passage that happens, like, in the teenage years where the Amish teens are allowed to experience, you know, what they call the English experience. They get to go, just take part in the things that we do, like drinking. It's not uncommon or unheard of that they would be allowed to use cell phones. They're just allowed to go out into the world, but they usually, you know, most times the Amish will come back. There were people who thought maybe Linda was on her Rumspringa and that she would, and that she would come back.
And I have to imagine, typically, someone would inform their family of what was going on. They wouldn't just disappear like this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's, you know, what's come down through the court documents is that there's just no one heard from her. No one. No bank accounts access, no phone calls, there was just no sign of her doing that or any communication.
In the days and weeks that follow, what did investigators learn or find, if anything?
Well, what I remember and what vividly sticks out to me is police saying there were a lot of, again, online rumors saying that people believed Linda had been hurt. And I remember right away, police wanted to kind of squash that rumor.
Do not spread rumors. That is the message from authorities as they continue to investigate the disappearance of a young Amish woman in Lancaster County. Today marks 10 days since 18-year-old Linda Stoltzfus was first reported missing in Lancaster County. And now East Lampeter Township Police, along with the FBI, are investigating the case.
What can you guys say about all of those rumors and theories?
Well, the East Lampeter Township Police Department and the FBI ask you not to spread rumors on social media about the search for Linda Stoltzfus. Do not be responsible for redirecting our efforts. We've received hundreds of tips coming in on a daily basis. A lot of investigative work is being done right now as we speak.
So, Grace, eventually surveillance video and images come into play, right? People along the road where Linda was apparently last walking miraculously have images of a red Kia. Is that right?
Yeah, a red Kia Rio that was visualized by multiple, captured on surveillance camera by multiple people in the area.
Investigators say this man, 34-year-old Gusto Smoker of Paradise, was arrested Friday night and charged with felony kidnapping and misdemeanor false imprisonment. Surveillance video enhanced by the FBI shows his car, this red Kia Rio sedan, driving along that road and what appears to be her abduction. Several witnesses also say they saw who they thought was Stoltzfus in the passenger seat of a car matching this description. According to lengthy court documents, 2 days after her disappearance, his car was spotted at a lumber company in Bronx, which is where investigators found just yesterday what is believed to be some of Stoltzfus's clothing buried in a wooden area. Tonight, Smoker sits at the Lancaster County Prison without bail.
It's my understanding that in the days before she disappeared and leading up to her disappearance, he bought things like gloves, black shoelaces. They found eventually bleach in his car. There seemed to be a fair amount of evidence pointing police in his direction, although we need to make clear that he has, you know, not been convicted, but he has been charged with crimes.
Yes, yes, that's absolutely 100% accurate. He was seen cleaning his car the same day. He was also... the police believe he discarded his shoes, the floor mats in his vehicle, which they say is known to contain trace evidence if a crime had occurred. So they had all this evidence that they released down the line, but they didn't release it at first.
Now, this week, we are approaching 2 months since 18-year-old Linda Stoltzfus went missing. At this time, her whereabouts remain unknown, and investigators are actively working to determine what happened to her after she left a church event on June 21st.
And, Grace, there were some reports that perhaps she had approached other young women in the area prior to the day Linda disappeared?
Yes. That actually came out also recently, and it was disturbing to read. Other women in the area said they had, the day prior, that they had seen a red Kia Rio in the day and just not acting, but not driving like a normal person would drive. And they felt, you know, like they were very uncomfortable and reported it.
So early on, he is arrested and charged with, I believe, kidnapping, false imprisonment, but it is not until many months later, in fact, just at the end of last year in December, that he's charged with Linda's murder. And my understanding is that police finally decided that she would not appear and she wasn't going to appear. Can you talk about that?
Yes. They said, the investigators said that Gusto Smoker's behavior, the day before and leading up to the day Linda went missing, along with the physical evidence that they discovered, supported the kidnap and murdering charge.
The man accused of kidnapping Amish teenager Linda Stoltzfus in June is now being charged with her murder.
The evidence in this case has always indicated that whatever fate Linda suffered, it was at the hands of Smoker.
This case is a priority, and we are doing everything we can to find Linda and to bring her home to secure justice for her family.
Again, I don't know if we talked about this, but something that I found very disturbing while doing the story was I had spoken with a business owner. He owned a business just a couple hundred yards away from where investigators discovered Linda's stockings and bra, intimate articles of clothing buried beneath the ground. And I remember speaking with him and his employees, who were just disturbed to find that had been found there. And you know, a lot of people thought that because that was there, that Linda would have been, maybe Linda would have been found somewhere in the area, but their investigation led them to this place called the Welsh Mountains, which is a densely wooded area where they had, you know, they searched multiple weekends trying to find something.
So the last half of last year, really June to December, this case was big news in the area and certainly garnered a lot of attention. Grace, can you talk a little bit about a community of people like the Amish who are not typically involved in something that would get so much media attention and spotlight? What's that been like for you covering it and just in general as you have gotten to know some of the people involved?
Just heartbreaking. It's very upsetting. You know, it's upsetting for the people who live close by and the people who worry about, you know, their kids. And it's upsetting for me as a journalist. It's just deeply disturbing because this Amish woman went missing, and then all of these details surfaced later of this potentially horrific act against someone who, you know, like I mentioned earlier, they just so innocent. I live amongst the Amish people, and they're so kind. You know, you go to the many bakeries and farmers markets, and they are just very sweet people. I remember going to a farmers market with my family after this happened and sitting down and getting a meal, of course, COVID. So we were a little socially distant, but there was a young Amish woman who was serving us. And like I saw her, but I saw Linda, even though I never met her, I saw Linda.
Well, you know, you've got a situation where whoever did this must have known, or at least potentially had the idea, that this is a community of people who often get around by walking. They're not in vehicles, and perhaps that's why Linda Stoltzfus was targeted.
That is a very creepy aspect to this. Yeah, they do walk. I mean, occasionally, like there are, I've actually met people who do transport them, but they just, I don't want to say they assume the world around them is safe, but they feel it's safe enough that these girls, these young women, walk home from church and, you know, they walk to their events and whatnot.
While Linda has not yet been found, efforts to locate her will continue in order to try to provide some closure to her family who love and miss her dearly.
Grace Grifton at Fox 43, thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And we will keep our listeners updated on any developments with the trial and whatever developments come our way in this case. Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. We're here every weekday, Monday through Friday. Be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a great review if you like what you hear. And if you'd like to learn more about the show and Vault Studios, check out our Facebook group, Inside the Crime Vault.